Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland. LeoHaviland.com, is that right, Leo?
Yes, sir.
So folks, check that out. You can find his essays there. They're outstanding. They will inform you. They will raise your IQ, I promise you, on many levels. And, of course, his book, Words on the Street, is amazing. It's a serious work that I encourage you to look into. Leo, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about what you see going forward with regard to the economy and how you think it will impact Main Street. And of course, the Main Street economy is pure, but it is impacted by an impure force that we all know as Wall Street. At least I call it an impure force. The reason I call Main Street a pure force is because we got nowhere to hide. We don't have any derivatives. We don't have any, you know, we can't hide anything offshore. You know, we can't move things around. We're planted in the ground. So it's pretty pure. I'm not worried about the economy, but I'm worried about the other stuff out there that has implications for us. What do you think?
You're raising an excellent point about the disjunction between Wall Street and Main Street. The first thing to raise is, although the stock marketplace trends here have been strikingly bullish, that's not everything.
Is it justified? Is the bullishness justified, you think?
You can't argue with the price, and the strength certainly has been greater than I had expected, based on things such as valuation earnings and for 2019 and similar considerations.
Right.
But there's not as much free supply around, and persons are looking for places to put their money.
Yeah.
Because of negative rates or low rates in a lot of ways. And the looking for places to put their money is not quite as much of a factor on Main Street. So the Main Street people need to be careful about not getting too mesmerized by the S&P 500.
That's right.
And second, although the economy here still looks pretty strong, looking at the populism left and right wing and the contentiousness in the political realm, not everything is all that great for many consumers. So people should keep an eye on consumer debt, consumer spending, and as you monitor, both small business and consumer confidence.
Well, that's exactly right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And lastly, it looks as if the Fed is allowing more inflation, or would like to have more inflation, which for Main Street persons could mean some higher interest rates, and even though interest rates have been low for a long time, people shouldn't be complacent about it and should consider ways of, protecting themselves against at least a modest rate increase or inflation increase.
Well, you alluded to this a minute ago. You didn't use the word safe harbor, but that's what you were talking. You described safe harbor in terms of our equities. I think that's what you were talking about, as I understand it. The U.S. dollar, the U.S. equities, the other parts of the world are not as stable. We have less instability here. Do you see the U.S. being a safe harbor and the accommodation of the Fed, especially lowering rates and raising their balance sheet? Do you see that as something that's happened that's created this growth in Wall Street and potentially dangerous?
Yes, they've manipulated the economy along with their central banking friends elsewhere, you know, repressing rates, which has created, of course, nice bull markets for stocks and housing, and which have improved balance sheets. But
didn't you just describe something kind of unnatural that will have to be reconciled before long? What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I think the risk is with U.S. debt having grown stratospherically, as much as the rest of the world, that there will be a challenge to all this wonderful economic growth.
Yeah, I think so, too. The price will have to be paid eventually. I don't think it's going to be in the next year or two, but it will be in the new decade, in the third decade. Hey, Leo, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me on your show, Jim.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.